This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri. Preston, anger among many Israelis following the move by Israel's cabinet to approve Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to occupy more of Gaza, including Gaza City.
The Israeli cabinet meeting for almost 10 hours in Jerusalem. Outside, protesters outraged, demanding an end to the war and a return of the hostages. 20 are believed to still be alive and held by Hamas in the areas Israel now plans to take over. Hostage families calling the move a death sentence for their loved ones.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Texas Democratic lawmakers remain out of the state. They fled Austin rather than vote on a new redistricting map that will likely give at least five more seats to the Republicans in next year's midterms. Now the FBI has been asked to seek them out. President Trump ordering a ramp up of federal law enforcement in Washington, D.C. starting overnight. The White House says it will be a seven-day operation. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center dedicated the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic to honor philanthropists Don and Barbara Kerrig Monday. The dedication included the unveiling of new building signage to recognize Don and Barbara. The RAMC Physicians Group is located at the RAMC campus with the entrance off of Ridgeview Drive in Reedsburg. Don and Barbara Kerrig led and contributed to the Here We Grow capital campaign to build the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic on the RAMC campus. They kicked off the campaign with a $1 million donation and recently pledged an additional $1 million for RAMC. Don and Barbara also contributed more than $175,000 to the renovations to the former Physicians Group Clinic building that will bring Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center to Reedsburg to open a dental clinic. Governor Tony Evers announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission met at the Wisconsin State Fair and approved a total of approximately $110.2 million in key projects statewide. Projects include acceptance of a gift in kind at the A.L. Ringling Theater, supporting completed renovations to stage lighting and rigging systems. This project, sponsored by the Wisconsin Historical Foundation and the Friends of the A.L. Ringling Theater, enhances the historic venue and ensures ongoing safe operations are in alignment with the preservation standards. And demolition of aging buildings across three University of Wisconsin campuses, Oshkosh, Platteville, and Parkside, as part of the 2023-25 multi-building demolition program. These removals will make way for the future development and eliminate costly maintenance burdens. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. I had three hard contacts on base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The weekend is almost here. We'll look at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news and the weird and wacky with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend, and anything goes Friday. What's on your mind today? Our army was built to protect the Republic. Now it's being deployed to subdue it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, has something broke and nervous Republicans are plotting against Trump? And gerrymandering, the Florida Republican Party begins the process to steal an election. Are more Democratic legislatures on the run, or are they fighting back? In the second hour of our program, scientists call out Donald Trump's plan to update climate reports, just like, you know, what Stalin did. And when Trump doesn't like the numbers, he just fabricates new numbers with his very own quack economist. And the buried Epstein secrets exposed, how oligarchy can be tackled, and why we shouldn't be surprised that this is a common thing dictators do, all in our third hour. But to start, oh, and by the way, tomorrow I will be in Houston, for KPFT, our Houston affiliate, for the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th. That's tomorrow. Tickets are available. You can see the details on my Facebook page, or you can go to kpft.org and check it out. So, our daily take over at HartmanReport.com, my rant for the day, the Army is titled, The Army Was Built to Protect the Republic. Now it's being deployed to subdue it. And, you know, after a couple of wannabe carjackers in Washington, D.C. punched out big balls, you know, the kid that, the teenager that Elon Musk hired to destroy Social Security, they're down about, what, 8,000 employees now? And so, you know, if you're just turning 65 and you want to sign up for Social Security, ha, good luck. But anyhow, big balls got beat up. And Donald Trump is using that as an excuse to threaten to take over the city and bring in the National Guard to police it, which is a clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which says that, which was passed after the Civil War, which says that American soldiers will never again turn their guns on American civilians. Well, Trump has already done it in Los Angeles. Now he wants to do it in D.C. This despite the fact that this year crime is at a 30-year low in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. has the largest police force in per capita terms of any city in America. None of that matters. Trump wants to turn America into a police state, just like every other dictator in the world does when they get a hold of a democracy. They steal from the people, they enrich their cronies, they break laws with impunity, and then they use their police agencies to terrorize the general populace, the judges, and the legislators into docility and submission when they object. In fact, they told us this was their goal. They showed us. They wrote it down. A leaked memo from inside the Department of Homeland Security just lays it out. It says that the military is no longer a last resort in American governance. It's not something you bring in with an act of an emergency of some sort. It's now the first. It's a central player, a political weapon, just like in Russia. And they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, this isn't some kind of speculation or dystopian what if. The New Republic actually got a hold of this memo from within the Department of Defense, outlining this coordinated strategy to embed military forces into immigration enforcement, and not just at the border, but in particular in American cities, particularly American cities run by Democratic mayors, which is most American cities. And it calls for replicating the recent Los Angeles deployment, quote, for years to come, uses phrases like homeland defense. This is about militarization. It's not about law enforcement. This is about power. It's not about safety. This is about building a political machine with boots and guns. It's not about stopping crime. And it's already happening. America is rapidly turning into an authoritarian police state. Over the last 2 months, Trump has done what no modern president has dared. He sent 4,000 National Guard troops, federalized, not state-controlled, into Los Angeles to back up ICE raids. And then he sent in 700 active duty Marines from the 2nd Battalion to the 7th Marines. These aren't weekend warriors. These are combat-trained infantry troops deployed to performatively surround federal buildings and support immigration enforcement while pro-democracy protesters were filling the streets. Marines in American cities in June and July guarding federal offices and intimidating demonstrators. And now we've learned that smaller units have been sent to Florida and are prepping for deployment to Texas and Louisiana. I mean, this memo isn't a warning, it's a blueprint. It's a playbook. This is not normal. This is not legal. And this is not the American way. Hegseth and his friends didn't intend you to read this memo, but it urges DHS to persuade top military brass to view immigration enforcement as homeland defense missions. It seeks to embed armed, killing-trained military personnel inside ICE and CPB to increase information sharing and nationwide operational planning. This is the militarization of America. It frames transnational gangs and cartels as the equivalent of Al-Qaeda, a dangerous and dishonest leap. And it admits in its own words that due to the sensitive nature of the meeting, it documents, quote, minimal written policy or background should be preserved. In other words, they know what they're doing is legally and morally criminal, so they're minimizing the paper trail. Kerry Lee, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund, said, quote, this speaks to the intent to use the military within the United States at a level not seen since the Japanese internment. I'd say it's at a level we haven't seen since the Civil War, when Americans turned their guns on each other and 700,000 of us died. And it was outlawed after that war with the Posse Comitatus Act. And after the Kent State massacre, we resolved never again. And by the way, at Kent State, it wasn't Richard Nixon who called out the National Guard. It was Governor, what was it, Priebus or something like that? It was the governor of Ohio who called out the National Guard. It was not federalized. Trump has taken this a whole big step beyond what happened at Kent State. Over at the Brennan Center, Joseph Nunn warns that this could create a permanent domestic forever war, a campaign of endless militarization justified by fear and manufactured crises. We're talking about soldiers. And in this case, including armed, masked ICE agents who are answerable only to Trump, terrifying civilians on their own streets and in their own homes. It's a military occupation of the United States of America. I mean, the only thing they haven't broken is the Third Amendment, which says that the government can't force you to let soldiers sleep in your spare bedroom. We'll get there, I think. And that's exactly the point. This is all part of the classic dictator's playbook. You gin up fear about migrants and minorities. You call them invaders, terrorists, cartel assassins. You blur the lines between protest and insurrection. You say cities are out of control. Then you send in the troops, not to protect, but to occupy. And you call it national security. This isn't just Trumpism. This is textbook authoritarianism. in the mold of Putin's Russia and Orban's Hungary. It embodies the early stages of the horror stories of what came out of 1930s Europe in Italy, Spain, and Germany. And let's not forget the power grab in all this. When Trump federalized the National Guard in California, he did it against the will of the head of the California National Guard, which is Governor Gavin Newsom. A federal court ruled in California's favor, but hey, they're appealing it to the Supreme Court. This is not just a skirmish over jurisdiction. This is an open attack on the sovereignty of the states, the 9th and 10th Amendments of the Constitution. It's a president saying, your guard is now my army. This moment is a test of our Constitution, of our institutions, and of our will. Because if we don't stand, if we normalize Marines in our cities, guard troops in our streets, soldiers surveilling residential communities, and we've already surrendered. And do you think Trump is going to hesitate to send in the troops again? I mean, we've seen this happen before. We've seen it in other countries. We're seeing it right now in other countries. And now we're seeing it here in the United States. We're not at war with ourselves yet, but the troops have already landed.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck. Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest. That's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sounds good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. That's what I use, their sleep gummies, and they really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything at cbdistillery.com. And the code is VIP to save up to 50% on everything. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com. And the code is VIP to get 50% off everything.
He used to guard the borders, far from home in sight. Now he's walking through the city in the middle of the night. Wearing stars and stripes like armor, but his orders ain't the same.
He's not fighting foreign tyrants, now he answers to a name.
He's a new American soldier, a blade drawn from within.
No oath to the people, just power and the wind.
From the White House to your doorstep, under orders in the dark, he's a sword for autocracy, and he's ready to leave a mark. They called it homeland safety, they dressed it up in pride. But mothers hold their children close when he starts to occupy. No siren, no confession, just the silence of the law. When democracy gets strangled in a soldier's martial jaw, he's a new American soldier with a mission turned. But to keep the voices down, he's the armored hand of power, he's the shadow on the street, he's a weapon without conscience, marching on repeat. This ain't what the founders wrote, this ain't what the people vote, this is boots on broken trust, turning on. The governor's lost the fight. The guard belongs to Washington, and justice lost the right. And when you raise your banner, or you kneel upon the floor, he's a knock you never wanted, he's a steel behind the door. He's a new
hypocrisy, and he's pointing it at me.
Twenty-four minutes past the hour. He's dangerous to them. This is what Lev Parnas says. This is fascinating. Lev has got some inside sources. You know, he used to be an insider in the Trump machine, as it were, in the first administration. And apparently this is what we all missed. You know, there was this meeting that was supposed to be at J.D. Vance's house. Was it yesterday or the day before? And when Trump was asked about it in the White House, J.D. Vance was there, and he said, well, what's going on, J.D.? And J.D. said, there is no meeting at my home to discuss the Epstein situation. Well, it turns out it wasn't at his home. It was in the White House. But what's interesting is the guy who was not invited, and this is what Lev Parnas is pointing out, and that is my old debating partner, the guy that I probably debated him 50 times. I mean, he's been on the program over and over and over again. And that's Dan Bongino. Dan used to show up, you know, week after week. He was I disagree with him about all kinds of things, but hey, he was a reasonably honorable guy. And apparently he's not down with all this Epstein stuff. And so they did not invite him. He's now the number two guy at the FBI under Kash Patel. So Patel was there, and Kristi Noem and Pam Blondie and the whole bunch. They were all there except for Bongino. And according to Lev Parnas, the goal of the meeting was to figure out how to shut up Bongino, to muzzle him is the word he uses. Or to threaten him or something. I don't know. So keep an eye on Dan Bongino. They're quite nervous about this, apparently, about him. And I can tell you, from having debated Dan Bongino over and over and over again, from having sat right across the table from him, from having, you know, shared coffee with him and had conversations with him, that, this is a guy that if he's not on board, and I would be surprised if they can threaten him. The guy's a former Secret Service agent. If he's not on board, they're going to have a problem. This is going to get weird or interesting. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now we're hearing reports that the knives are out for Trump. This is wild. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls on this weekend. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and I pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose. Rather than trying to wait it out, you need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows, and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the University's of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admissions requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools. Celebrating 1 year, the state's home energy rebate programs. Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the home efficiency rebate and home electrification and appliance rebate programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the Here and Homes programs for efficiency improvements. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets Friday. Intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 14 days during reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you feel like you missed out on the weekend news, no worries. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman, news director, will join us to keep us updated. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
To uphold the law, they took the stand with
promises made. They shook our hands in the name of justice. Their word was sworn, but behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent, twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They've turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget.
Welcome back. Something broke. This is the headline by an article by David McAfee, I'm not sure. The knives are out as fellow Republicans plot against the president. This is according to Rick Wilson, a former conservative Republican strategist. He hosts the Lincoln Project podcast. He says it's finally happening. No, not a sweet meteor of death, not the rapture, not the long-delayed federal raid on child sex trafficking and human sacrifice dungeon in Mar-a-Lago's catacombs. He says, see, two can play that game, MAGA. That's interesting. Is there a child sex trafficking set of tunnels underneath Mar-a-Lago? I don't know. Anyhow, he goes on to say, but Rick Wilson, you know, is raising that specter. Anyhow, he goes on to say, but for the first time in a long time, it feels like political gravity is remembering to do its damn job. Rick Wilson wrote, Donald Trump, the screeching orange parasite who first hollowed out and then killed the Republican Party, has been determined to wreck American constitutional government, is bleeding in the polls. And the cause, of course, is Jeffrey Epstein. He says, basically what he's going on to say, I won't read the whole thing. I'll just give you a summary and then get to your calls. He says, power is rarely lost all at once. It leaks, it drips, and when the dam breaks, everyone upstream suddenly remembers that they never liked you in the first place. That moment has arrived. This is interesting. If Rick Wilson is right, the Republican Party may be on the verge of something really significant. I mean, you know, you've got Jeff Duncan, the former lieutenant governor of Georgia, saying, I'm now a Democrat. You've got Adam Kinzinger coming out and saying he hasn't become a Democrat yet, but, you know, just condemning the takeover of the Republican Party. And now down in Florida, Dan Perez, who is the Speaker of the House, says that Florida is going to gerrymander just like Texas is. So the Republicans have declared war on the Republic on behalf of Donald Trump. Is it going to work? I don't know. What do you say? Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thanks for calling, taking my call. I've heard the same thing from Rick Wilson. I don't believe that the normal Republicans are going to take over.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I think Rick Wilson is being a little too hyperbolic.
You said Rhode Island, 56. It was 66 points she won by in Rhode Island, but we'll put that aside.
Okay.
Well, I think he said 56. Maybe I can't hear. But I was thinking if we win, like I told the guy that took my call, what do we do? Do we sue Trump and his whole family for $5 trillion and then sue his administration? Or we've got to retaliate. My thinking is, do we dismantle the Supreme Court and put them up on treason charges the first time they try to, you know, rein in the Democratic presidency?
I think when Trump is out of office, that we should do what Merrick Garland pissed away 2 years before he got around to, which is hold him to account. And by the way, now I would include Eric and Don Jr. in this thing as they're traveling around the world exploiting his presidency.
Son-in-law and daughter, too. And that's not that kid herself, Tom. His wife and young son, they think they're going to run back to Maryland. They got to be included, too. She made a bundle on this crypto.
Yeah. Well,
she got away with this the first time, too.
I think she's retained her Slovenian citizenship. And, so maybe she and, I mean, her parents are living nearby. Maybe she and Barron and her parents will go back to Slovenia. I don't know.
What do you think, Tom? Do we got to retaliate, or do we send the troops in Ohio, Florida, and Texas like that? Because Abbott, I've heard now, thinks he's going to run for president.
Yeah, I got it. That's I don't see it right. as retaliation, Russ. I see it as justice. I think that we need to hold people. Donald Trump has broken multiple laws recently, from Posse Comitatus to the Hatch Act to the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. He needs to be held to account for those
things.
Did
you see this new guy, Tom? This BLS guy? This guy's garbage. You got Jeannie Shapiro as a U.S. attorney?
Yeah.
Wanting to arrest everybody?
I know.
I mean, you've got to sue these guys, Tom. I mean, the base will not stand for...
Well, that's happening, but judges are being intimidated like there's no tomorrow, Russ. That's the other problem. Russ, thanks for the call. It's good points all. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. A lot about the other comment. There's plenty of prisons to lock them all up to go. My proposal is that where the pressure of the bottom of the ocean, we have vents and tubes, and there is three-quarter. In 2014, it was discovered that three times as much water was tied up in a ringwoodite, a mineral that has three times as much water in there than on the surface of the earth. And the pressure from underneath forced up a diamond that made us research into why that happened and where does the pressure come from. And my suggestion is that the Mediterranean Sea and the Great Lakes are at the same level height-wise, and the Mississippi River goes straight down, and it's the fourth longest system, including the Missouri, all of it, in the world, that of the 3,800 miles, 3,700 miles, and then, but what happens is that the Mediterranean Sea, which is at the same level as the Great Lakes, that is actually like a bathtub to the oceans, because what happens is that I have pictures of, I can send you on threads that how the water from the oceans enter the Mediterranean Sea. And right at Libya, there is a scoop in a bay. And in the picture that I could send you, there is a level or a line right there. But it all becomes a bathtub or a washtub.
I get all that, Dave. What's the point? Why are you telling me this?
Under the surface of the Africa, there is a between a third and fourth longest freshwater river that goes straight down like the Mississippi River from the Mediterranean
Sea. But it's underground.
But it's underground. And what I'm suggesting at the end point, at 100 miles short of how long the Mississippi River is, that is the entrance point of where it goes underground and causes the underground pressure from underneath the oceans through into the mantle that holds all that water, as well as the pressure from the tubes and the vents on the bottom of the ocean.
Dave, it's a fascinating theory. I have to move along, but thank you very much for sharing it. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey. Well, look, the market's up right now, but and that's what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You might recall that week before the election, I called all frantic and telling you that the markets were rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually called the FBI against your advice and told them what I had found to prove it. And they arrested this guy named John Harold Rogers. We haven't heard anything since then. And, I was going over the...
Wait a minute. You saying, Larry, that the FBI arrested somebody because you called them on him?
I'm saying that it could have been a coincidence. But John Harold Rogers was arrested on January 31st.
For what?
And I was thinking, oh, that's for passing on information, Fed data that could manipulate the stock market.
Ah, so he was doing inside trading, basically.
He wasn't doing, he was a former Fed member.
Mm-hmm.
But he has access, still has access to all those guys in the Fed.
Sure.
And there was a lot of chatter from the Fed where they were so happy about quantitative tightening.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I think was manipulating the market, and the Fed was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So in June of
24. It took about 10 weeks for the Fed to remove $100 billion from the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
In November, the election month, it took 4 weeks. When it dropped from 10 weeks to 4 weeks, removing that money, and that was causing the stock market to have these wild gyrations.
Mm-hmm.
This last period, it took 11 weeks to remove $100 billion. So it went from 10 weeks to 4 weeks to 11 weeks. And this week, the last couple of weeks, is the weeks where the markets have all of a sudden taken off again.
So what's the significance of all this? What's the point you're making?
The manipulation of the markets was done by the Federal Reserve, including some outside of the Federal Reserve. The FBI arrested this guy. And then after Donald Trump met with Powell last week, I suspect that Powell told him what he did to get Donald Trump back in the White House. And he also told Trump to protect his former Fed member. And so they fired that intern FBI head who arrested Harold Rogers in January 31. So that case is not going to go anywhere.
This is stuff like in a Robert Ludlum novel here, Larry. That's just wild stuff.
If you have to, I'm giving you the names. You'd actually have to look it up to verify all of this.
Yeah.
But it's on the record.
Amazing. Larry, thanks for the call and thanks for the information. It's great hearing from you. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station,
and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. You can hope the doctor can see you this month. You can wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. And you can, and I can get you one for $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
As a tear gas filled the sky, you wore your cap, stood proud in that hall while your Messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. He told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spies with a teenage guest list. You stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, Tom, I seen on the news this morning where Trump signs an executive order to allow Bitcoin and crypto into 401k plans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Doesn't the Oversight Committee of Congress have to approve all this stuff? And isn't that just going to be more Trump corruption?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, Mike. I mean, typically the way things work is Congress passes a law asking a federal regulatory agency to do something, you know, EPA, please clean up our air. And so then the EPA hires a bunch of scientists and they go out and they look and they say, okay, the problem with the air is, you know, particulate matter from diesel. And so you've got to change how diesel fuel is, burned or refined or whatever. And so they come up with the details, and then the executive branch, the president's branch, executes those details. I'm assuming, and I don't know, so check this out, Mike, if this is important to you, but I'm assuming that when 401ks were created back during the Reagan administration as a way of trying to start the privatization process of Social Security, that it was fairly general about what could be in a 401k, and the IRS was tasked with the job of determining specifically what and how 401ks, what can go into them and how they operate. If that's the case, then a presidential executive order to the director of the Internal Revenue Service probably has legal punch, probably is entirely legal. On the other hand, if Congress specified in the law that created the 401ks exactly how the 401ks should operate, or if 401ks were created by the IRS as a regulator, well, actually, if Congress specified, then no, he can't do it. If 401ks were created by the IRS based on some old, some older piece of legislation, like, for example, the one that created IRAs, retirement accounts, then the president has the authority to do it. I just don't know which of those scenarios Mike brought it about. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks for the answer,
yeah,
Tom.
I hope I gave you the basis to look it up, and I'm sorry, I just can't do that fast on the air. Steve in Portland. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, I had a question. Well, two questions I wanted to ask you. The first one is, basically, we all know that Stephen Colbert got nixed because of Donald Trump, and he's got like 8-9 months left on the air.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that since he wants to get under Trump's skin now and he has nothing to lose, that he might have Greg Palast on his show, and Greg Palast could talk about Vigilantes Inc. and talk about the proof he has that the...
Oh, that's a great suggestion, Steve. I don't have any connections to Stephen Colbert or his program or any of his producers. And NBC is separate from MSNBC. I mean, I know a bunch of people at MSNBC because I'm on Ali Velshi's show a lot, and I've been on other MSNBC programs as well. In fact, I think I'm going to be on Ali Velshi's show tomorrow morning. It's not nailed down for sure yet, but, it's tentative around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern time. But if you know anybody, or if anybody listening knows anybody who has any connection to Stephen Colbert or his producers, please reach out to them and suggest that they get Greg Palast on to talk about, what he found about the 2024 election. Because it's solid stuff. It's absolutely bulletproof. Steve, I got to run, but thank you. That's a great idea. That was just brilliant. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Scientists are calling out Donald Trump, and, when Trump doesn't like the numbers, he just fabricates new ones, with his very favorite quack economist. I'll tell you all about that, and we'll pick up your calls as Anything Goes Weekend rolls along.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now, federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James' spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News.